This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. The last time he was on my show was back in January of 2020. And we're talking about Rosenbaum Inc., if you will. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ROSN. And with us today is the CEO going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Fred Angelopoulos. Fred, it's been a long time. We went through a pandemic, went through a lot of stuff. I'm excited to have you on the show today. So bring us up to speed, and you got the mic, sir.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Everett. Thank you for having me back. You know, when we talked last January, I said, well, we'll have to do this again. We'll have to follow up. Little did we realize that, you know, a year later, that the world would change completely between our conversations. It's absolutely a pleasure to talk to you again. So, yeah, I mean, you know, Rosenbaum, I think when you look at the company, we've done a lot of exciting things in the last year. It was a challenging, you know, 2020 was challenging for everyone, but we did have pretty good growth. I mean, we grew at 50% in revenue and net income, and we had a very successful year. It was not without challenges. I mean, we're still a small company, a small team. We have a small team of diverse and incredible people, and I'm so indebted to them because they work so hard through challenging times. But, you know, I think we used it as an opportunity to become a better company, to try to do things better. And in the meantime, we grew our sales. You know, and so what we found really during the pandemic, one of the things we realized the whole country at one point was out on lockdown. Yep. It was like, how can we help? You know, obviously, what can we do? People can't get out. They can't even get to dispensaries. Were closed. I know in California for a long time, and people didn't have access to a lot of things that, you know, were even medicinal purposes. So we started really building an e-commerce platform and started to target directly to the community out there. And we put together this kind of bundle of kind of this end-to-end solution. We called it the stuck at home, press your own bundle. So we basically provided people with everything they needed to create their own extract or concentrate, not just our press, you know, our market leading presses, but we bundled it in with everything they needed as far as to make it, to store it, to ingest it, to keep it fresh. And we put together this complete bundle. We even put sanitizer in there, isopropyl alcohol, just everything that people, you know, some rubber gloves, that, you know, just giving them everything they needed so they could, you know, kind of get the relief that maybe that wasn't available to them. And that was very, very successful. So that was something that, you know, we were very proud of. I think it's for the challenges to the company, during the pandemic. You know, like I said, we grew significantly, but we did leave a lot of revenue on the table. I think the biggest challenge for us was our supply chain. We get components from a number of small suppliers, kind of local suppliers and international suppliers. And there were times, for example, you know, in that time period when we were talking, the pandemic was really starting to rage in Asia. We get a very key component from Asia, from China, you know, and so those warehouses were closed. The factories were closed, and we were going along like, oh, it's something that's going on over there. So that was a challenge. Some of our metal suppliers, it was something that was, it was, oh, well, this supplier's closed down now. And so that was a big, no.
Well, it sounds like you guys worked through it all. The last time you were on the show, we talked about one of your flagship products, I believe, was the Rosenbaum M60. That being said, I want to know what you've been up to lately. What are the new developments, and what has your company done over the last year since the last time we talked?
Yeah, we've done a lot of things. The M60 we were just launching when we talked, and that's been wildly successful. I think the timing of that, you know, coming in right off of, like, another scare, which was the vape scare, you know, which, yep. you know, I think was a big concern and rightfully so. I mean, there's a lot of bootleg and black market products out there. And there's also, you know, again, what our movement has always been about, solventless extraction. And, you know, one of the things about rosin, what makes it different than other extracts, is it's just heat and pressure. There's no solvents. And once solvents get added in there, whether it's for flavoring or for to actually extract the terpenes and the cannabinoids off the plant, you're bringing a level of toxicity to the consumer. Right. So the M60 was designed to be the first volume processing heat and pressure press. And we've had some great success with that. We're starting to see it a lot in the CBD community, people who are processors of wellness products where they want it to be organic. And so that's been very rewarding. We're seeing people starting to use it with different cannabinoids like CBG, which is a real breakthrough. You know, it's like the next super cannabinoid where CBG is being used in a lot of different neuropathic treatments. So there's a lot of stuff that people are adopting the technology for, and we're excited about that. But we just announced a collaboration with someone who's influential in my life, which is Tommy Chong. And we're doing the Tommy Chong rocket. You know, we announced the rocket. We launched a rocket about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And it was, you know, widely acclaimed. It was really the first consumer extraction press, which we called From Crop to Countertop. And Tommy did a review of it about, 9 months ago or a year ago in LA Weekly. And we said, we got to see if we can collaborate with him and make a special unit, a special rocket for Tommy. And he was really open to it. And so we're, you know, proud to announce the Tommy Rocket. It's a custom skinned with his artwork, and he hand signs these. It's a limited edition. It's a $549, but it's a real collector's item. But it's also an incredible press, and you know, so we're excited to be working with him. And you know, for me, he's a very iconic guy. You know, in my youth, I had, you know, much enjoyment with Tom's content, and getting to meet him and know him just a little bit, because I can't claim that, you know, I know him very well, but having listened to him speak, he's such an incredible guy. He's a humanitarian above all. I found him to be incredibly humble, and he's a real giver, cares about all people, social justices, and just really thrilled to be working with him on this. And it's just been an absolute delight. So we're doing a very special unit, the Tommy Chong Rocket, and it's available from us directly at rosinbaum.com. But it's just been a thrill, and it's quite an endorsement, I think, for us to have a guy like that. He's just such an industry icon, to have him partner with us and collaborate on this product is pretty special.
Fred, I want to change gears here for a second. We only got a couple minutes left in the show. One is, where do you see the market going in terms of the federal legalities of it? You know, there's a lot of things, and new states have come on board with recreational marijuana. But where do you see things going, say, in the next year or 2 years, legality-wise?
I don't know if federal legality happens in the next year or two. I just don't see if that's something on the platform right now currently in government. I think they've got other things to deal with. I think New York going green is a big step. I think, you know, I kind of want to say right on New York, Empire State, what took so long. You know, I think it's, you know, for people like us who've been in the industry for a while, you know, our founder, Ryan Mayer, our inventor and president, I mean, he's one of the early influences in this industry. And his industry was really a very organic, very, you know, kind of farm to table type of industry, real crafts and artisans. And so we would love for, you know, cannabis to be accessible to everyone easily. I mean, you know, we believe in it so much from both the recreational and particularly the medicinal and health standpoint. At the same time, it's a double-edged sword, because then that brings in some of big corporations and big alcohol, big tobacco, and of course they're going to want to participate. And, you know, that, I guess, brings broader demand and broader awareness for everyone. And for me, when people say, do you fear that, or you think that's something that's disruptive to your place in the market? I said it depends on who, you know, what you're looking for. Do you Do you dine at Olive Garden, or do you want to dine at your local little place that just is in your town, you know? You know, so I think there's a market for everything. I don't know if it happens in the next year or two. I think New York is a big step, but, you know, obviously I'd love to see it, in the near future.
Real quick, before I let you go, what are the upcoming events for your company that, one, that you guys are looking forward to, and two, maybe some of the obstacles you need to overcome, say, in the next two or three quarters?
Yeah, well, I think one of the biggest challenges for us, you know, was our supply chain. Like, we just, you know, we're artisans. And, you know, when our demand started to grow to a point where it's like we couldn't keep up, it was a challenge for us. And, you know, we had to figure out a way to get through that. And we've enlisted the help of some contract manufacturing people and some in the U.S. that have done incredible work for us. And that allows us to grow exponentially. I think another challenge for us has been to really get broad distribution. We're very select in who we work with. And, you know, we've worked with, you know, Hawthorne Gardening's Division Scott's Miracle-Gro. And we recently joined forces with Masterminded, who's, you know, has incredible distribution in North America. So we're very, very pleased about that. So those are two of the big challenges that I think we've overcome, you know, and we're continuing to, you know, pursue our efficiencies of delivering our product to market. And we have a big product that we're working on. I'd love to touch base with you in a few months, but we're launching it in the summer. It is such an amazing mainstream consumer product that we are very, very excited about. I can't really give you anything more than that because that would be speculative. But so we're continuing to advance our intellectual property. As you know, all of our products have filed IP. We have patents granted and pending. So, you know, that's a big part of what differentiates us. And just finally, I'll let you know that we have also announced a lifetime warranty on our products, the only company in the market that does that, and the true force warranty. So I'll just leave you with this. A lot of people make claims in this market. One of the challenges about this marketplace is there's not a lot of focus on, you know, FTC regulations, what people say. And so a lot of competitors or companies make some wild claims. And one of them is how much force and power does your product produce? And so we've launched something called the True Force Warranty. So whatever we state on our press, we guarantee you will get that force at least, if not more, for the lifetime of the product. So it's really drawing a line in the sand that, you know, we believe we have the best technology and we believe it's the best quality, and we're willing to kind of stand behind it with these new initiatives.
Company that we're highlighting here today is Rosbaum. They trade on the OTC markets. Look them up. You can also find them on the website of rosinbomb.com. Like I said earlier, they're on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ROSN. Fred, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in the next couple of months and give us an update and let us know what's going on.
Hey, if you'll have me, I'm there. Thanks so much, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.